Hi there, welcome back to lesson four, when we are going to cover my ultimate intuitive checklist. And this checklist is for the year. So this is what I do every single year without failure since I have learned and discovered my gifts as a psychic, intuitive, and as a medium. So the first thing that I do every year is I make sure that I do a vision board. And it's the vision board for the year. And I have vision boards that I do like every month or from moon to moon, but this is my yearly big vision board. And I try and make sure that I have it done at least by the 15th of January for the year that I'm visioning it. Sometimes those visions will come to me end of December and I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm ready. Sometimes I have to wait to move into the energy of the year to kind of feel what it is that I'm wanting to bring forward and to manifest for myself and my family that year. But a vision board is always on my yearly list. The next thing is I create an intuitive calendar. Now I've been doing my insights and prediction calendar since 2019. Now I used to do it prior to 2019 just for myself. I would sit down and lay out all the 12 months and I would go through each month and think, which is the month that's good for us to travel? Which is the month that's good for us to sell or to buy or to spend or to save? So doing a calendar doesn't necessarily have to be something that you're doing to share with other people. I mean, of course, if you get some sort of intuitive download about something bad or negative happening, you should definitely. However, building an intuitive calendar for yourself is so important and something that you can use to navigate yourself. And what else can you use? Well, this is the third and final thing that I do every single year. Year in view readings. Now I do my year in view readings with oracle cards. You could do them with tarot cards, you can do them with oracle cards, whatever intuitively you feel drawn to. So what I do is I smudge, I sage, I, you know, clean my room, I make sure that everything around me is in a setting that feels good and has a vibration that I want to be encompassed in. Then I sit down and I knock and shuffle my cards, and when I feel like the time is right, I will lay out 12 cards in a circle. Now, the first card that I put down, I always put a little bit higher than the other cards, and that's because that's the month of January, and I want to remember what the first card was. Then I go around in the circle, and I lay out the other 11 cards. Now, I take a picture because each one of these cards is the reading for the entire month of the year. It's called a year in view reading. I offer them to my clients every year, but I also do my own. And even if you've heard of these readings and you have one for yourself from me or someone else, I still think it's beneficial for you to do a year in view reading for yourself. You can do it on a specific topic, like I want to do a year in view reading on my relationship, or I want to do a year in view reading on my career. I want to do one on my family. I want to do one on my health. And it will give you all the messages for the 12 months of the year to intuitively let you know what that month's energy and vibration will be. And the best part about these readings is to be forewarned, is to be forearmed. So that means that if there's something coming in the month of June, you're like, oh, I don't like that, you can change it because ultimately you're the driver of the ship. So don't get caught up and worried about, oh, a psychic told me this or a medium told me this. You can change whatever that vision or that thing that you're told is going to happen. So I hope that makes sense to you and gives you an idea of how you can not only give yourself a reading, but how you can determine intuitively what each date and month of the year will be ahead of you, and also how you can really tap into your visions and your dreams, because that's all part of it. I hope you enjoyed this final lesson and you've enjoyed my yearly, monthly, and daily, weekly. I feel like you have all the goods now. And so you have a lot of information that you can put together and plan yourself exactly how you're going to map out your own intuitive highway. Have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.